Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is the big cheat. It goes beyond fake ballots. Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is Andrew Schechter, myself, author of Dark Water Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. We open with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray more than ever for our nation, for the world, for world peace. And most of all, today, we pray that you infiltrate the heart of our new Supreme Court judge, that you may see what is right rather than what the left believes in, that she may judge fairly. And we pray again for peace in Ukraine, peace with Russia. In a tumultuous world, we need you now more than ever. We pray in your heavenly, glorious name, O Lord. Amen. April donors list. One-time donations, Andy and Lisa. The current Truth Premium subscribers are Linda, David, Bruce, Dean, Sharla, and Diane, and patrons, Alicia, and Dan. You can always donate at donate.eamedia.online or visit our eamedia.online. And see all your great options, how you can help out, how you can get more information. Tonight's going to be a very interesting night. Very depressed and very sad. And my allergies are bothering me, so that's making me more grumpy. You know, politics has me down. And politics really just torques me right about now. You know, if anything can really get my goat, it's watching the Senate of the United States of America, watching the House in the United States of America and the Congress, and see an almost even 50-50 split of yes-no votes. You know, what, no matter what you believe in, look, if you believe in a radical rule, if you believe in putting blacks and Muslims and whoever, radicals in charge of the Congress or in charge of our judicial system, then you vote for that. If you believe that we deserve to be treated fairly and by the Constitution, then you vote that way. You don't vote Democrat. You don't vote Republican. It just really, really gets me angry. I don't know how angry you folks are getting, but I'm tired of seeing that. These people are supposed to represent us. I can't believe that 54 whatever Democrats all believe what the party believes. I can't believe that their people believe that. They're not representing the people. They're representing the party, and that's just wrong. You know, Congress is supposed to represent the people, not the party. They're called representatives, not lawmakers. They're representatives. Better start representing. Anyway, I'll get off my high horse now. I'm just so mad at seeing this idiot moron that doesn't know what a woman is. And the question, when she stumbles and answers, she sounds like some idiot moron that, you know, was raised in a jungle with no education. I shouldn't say that. The people in the jungle are very smart, actually. I've met a few of them. Boy, I'll tell you, some of those, you know, tribes and the people, and even in the certain areas of, you know, up in South America. Oh my God. They know how to run their little civilizations, and they know how to hunt and fish and do everything and take care of each other. I know if you acted like, well, I shouldn't say Nancy Pelosi now, she's got COVID, but if you acted like Chuck Schumer down in the Amazon, you'd end up on those shrunken skulls. Maybe we should bring some of them up here. I don't know. So anyway, the topic for tonight is cheating. Now, the reason that this topic came up, you know, I've been asked many, 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 many times, and I've seen people get in trouble for answering this question. Was the 2020 election rigged? Did they cheat? That's a tough question to answer. Because we all know how we feel. At least anybody intelligent knows what you want to believe. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to say, I don't know. I'm not going to commit to saying we lost the election by a cheat. In my heart, I know we did, but I won't say that. But you know why? Because we weren't given an opportunity to judge the system. We weren't given an opportunity to audit the vote. And that comes to another topic that's going to be coming down the line. So when you're judging this, now, I want you all to come in this with an open mind because we need to prove. Yeah, mail-in ballots, Joanne says. That's not the only thing. We'll get to that in a minute. And the mail-in ballots probably were the biggest issue. And not just the mail-in ballots, but the fact that at the very last minute they changed it so you didn't need postmarks. You can get them in after Election Day. I mean, just stupidity. No chain of custody. So here's the issue. We were not given a chance. So as a citizen, as an individual who's not been through the back door to observe these polling machines and to observe the election, I can't say whether we were cheated or not. However, you have to look at the facts. Now, I'm going to start out, and this always pisses off everybody I talk to. That said, please don't take this the wrong way. But in this country, we're about 50-50 split. 50% hated Donald Trump and hate us. The other 50%, and they're all mostly in a city. The other 50% are a lot, primarily rural, but some city people. And they love us, and they love Donald Trump. So we've got a hurdle to get over. You don't have to cheat a whole lot to win an election. Now, what happened in 2020? We're gonna observe 2020. My biggest problem with 2020, I don't know. I know a couple things. Number one, I know that there were more people that voted in Pennsylvania than were listed on the Pennsylvania election website. Because you can download. I downloaded that whole chart, the whole Excel spreadsheet. It shows everyone who voted, every year they voted, and whether they were Democrat or Republican. Now, in a primary, that's important because you want to know, like in the primaries in 2020, you wanted to know how many people voted for Trump, how many didn't. And in the general election, it doesn't matter. So you got to go for both. But if you take both, the Republicans and Democrats, and then you add in the independents and all the people that voted for, there's a lot of parties. If you look at this list, there's some, I don't even know what they are. Take all the parties. And in Pennsylvania alone, I concentrate on Pennsylvania, folks. You're outside of Pennsylvania. I apologize. You're always welcome to send facts and figures to me, or I'll be glad to look at your state and see what's going on. But in Pennsylvania, approximately 200, or I'm sorry, yeah, approximately 200,000 people, more people voted than actually either applied for a mail-in ballot or went to the polls and voted. So there's actually 200,000 unaccounted for votes that were not on the, that were not, if you add up what the total number of votes was, there's 200,000 fewer votes, or more votes rather, that goes beyond what they said. If you actually look at the totals from the Pennsylvania website, how they got there, I don't know. To me, that's got to be audited. That's a problem. But the biggest problem, the think reason that I'm saying that we had a cheated election, that we lost, is China. Well, why China? Well, you know, for pops and giggles, I don't know what made me go there. Maybe it was a post I saw that I thought was clickbait or something. I don't know. But someone said that you could buy ballots from China, Alibaba. Pops and giggles, I went up to Alibaba and wrote US ballots or something like that. Do you know there were like 30 vendors that would sell you as many pallets full of ready-to-go ballots for the general election for pretty much any state you wanted? Now, I think about this. Does anyone think the Chinese are stupid? No, China is very smart. China is so smart that they can control their people like you control a rat on a wheel. They control their people like your cats and your dogs in the house. They rely on, you know, the people rely on the Chinese government. The Chinese government knows how to provide for them without them having to do a lick of work. They got a whole country full of slave laborers they keep under their belt. They're smart. They're not stupid. They make a lot of money. Now you tell me if any vendor, which most of these vendors are subsidized by the Chinese government, why would any vendor sell provide something or offer something that's not going to sell? Think about that. You could buy a pallet full of ballots for any state you want. You could even do the gubernatorial races that came afterwards in Georgia. You could buy ballots in China. Someone's buying them or they wouldn't be selling them. And now, am I wrong? Now, are you going to buy them to use 100,000 ballots for placemats? Or to take notes on the back of them? No. What would you use them for besides cheating? I mean, be reasonable about it. This is the Chinese we're talking about. They're not stupid. They're not going to put something on the market that's not going to sell. It's not going to sell unless it's got a purpose. That's my big reason. You know, and then you add to that the fact that you're going to have mail-in ballots without postmarks, without any kind of chain of custody, verification. I have a problem with that. But I can't prove it. I can only prove that you could buy the ballots. In Pennsylvania, we have a great group called Audit the Vote. I don't know if it's in any other states, but it's Audit the Vote. And they're really heavy into proving that there was an extreme cheating in Pennsylvania in 2020. And they want to decertify the election, no matter what date they have to do it. They want to decertify the election as proof that there was cheating. I commend them. A big rally coming up on May the 14th on the steps of Harrisburg, the Capitol. Now let's look. Remember, now think about the people you meet, the people you know. Anybody that lives in the city, you know, and my daughter Anna, that she lives down in York there in that area. You know what kind of people live in York. It's, you might as well be Philadelphia, little Philadelphia. Little Philadelphia, right, Anna? Think about the people you meet on the street from a day-to-day basis. And there are a lot of people, like I said, that don't like conservatives. They don't like the Constitution. They don't like Jesus. They don't like God. Right, sirens every 20 minutes, Anna says. And that's the kind of place, you know, in there you can meet these people. You go in your cities, people will hate you. I challenge anyone on my podcast tonight to walk into the city of Los Angeles, city of Trenton, New Jersey, or Center City, Philadelphia, wearing a MAGA hat and come out alive, even if you've got three 44 caliber Magnum revolvers on you. They won't find your body. I mean, no one will know where you ended up. So my emphasis is there's a lot of people that hate us. There's a lot of people that don't believe in God. There's a lot of people that just don't believe that anything is right, that they're right. No one else is right. They can do what they please. They can be a girl. They can be a boy. They can be a whatnot. I don't even know. They got, 50 different categories of gender. There's a lot of people that hate us. It takes a lot to overcome that. And it's easy to beat that system. And the Democrats are good at that. How are they good at that? Well, they do things like ballot harvesting. Now, there's a couple of ways to harvest ballots. One of them is put up drop boxes. Now, hey, hands up. Who saw drop boxes? Who heard about drop boxes in 2020? Where do you drop all those ballots you got from China? Right in that drop box, man. Right in that drop box. Not guarded, not manned, not staffed. Nobody sees what goes in that box. Bam, right in that box it goes. No postmark needed. No proof that you're a citizen. No proof of who voted. Second way they do it, they can go out to the poor communities and they'll tell them, go get your ballots or we'll give you $100 if you give us your ballot. Imagine going down to Skid Row. There's all the streets. I've been there. And these are nice people. People say, oh, Skid Row or the projects or whatever. A lot of those people are pretty nice. They got their issues. Don't get me wrong. Don't mess with them. But they're very nice people, and they'll do anything for a dollar. Imagine if a group of Democrats went down surreptitiously and offered each one $100 for the ballot for their vote and had these blank ballots to fill out. Hey, it's a legal vote. They signed off on it. They agreed to it. And they got $100 for it. And nobody knew, and nobody's the wiser. I mean, who, face it, who down on the projects is going to go and report these people? And when they got $100 in their pocket? Yeah, absolutely none of them. Then they go and visit the nursing homes. Look at what the Republicans are doing. They want to take away your Social Security. They want to do this. They want to do that. Bam, they got a whole building full of old people don't know what they're doing because they hardly ever vote. They only vote for people who knock on their door. And you know, we can do that too. We can knock on those doors. You know, people in a nursing home are there for a reason. They're there because they can't be on their own. Sometimes they get very few visitors, not even family. It's perfectly legal to go in and say, hey, do you want to vote? Give them a ballot and let them fill it out. That's legal. You fill it out for them, that's a different story. And they don't take these old people, they don't take them for fools. They know what's going on. But if you can sell them the idea of you voting for your party, they'll vote. You don't have to give them any money. And then the other thing is to snipe at the last minute. Now, Donald Trump was pretty good with that. Donald Trump actually used that to his advantage, and it's legal. You can't snipe on air. And for those who don't know, you can't have political ads a certain amount of time, like 2 weeks before a general election. The ads stop. You can't put an ad or a comment in the paper because there's no rebuttal if it's too short, too soon. I forget when they put that in. Was it back in the 1970s or 80s? But Trump was good. Trump didn't care about the media. Trump was smart. Gotta love him. Bring out Hillary Clinton's emails in the last second. The hell with the media. You know, he's not advertising. He's just telling a fact. Boom. Hey, look. She's got a server under her desk. Beautiful, beautiful technique. And no chance to rebut because, again, it wasn't a comment. It wasn't posted. It wasn't a paid ad. Brilliant. We need more politicians like that are on our side. Democrats do it all the time. How many times have you seen, now think about this, in your own states, how many times have you seen or heard on the news about the Democrats going after a candidate? They always wait to the very last minute. Oh, he had an affair with a 13-year-old. Oh, he bribed a judge. Something that will kill a political career. And they do it like 2 weeks before the election because they can't advertise. But they can bring out facts. Or what they believe to be facts. Because even if you're innocent and somebody says you did something, your career is over. There's a lot of techniques to ensure a win. And that's why they brought out all of Donald Trump's alleged affairs. That's why all these women came out of the woodworks, sure paid by the Democratic Party plenty of money to come and accuse Donald Trump of various things. Hell, knowing Donald Trump, he probably did half of them, but you know, any man who's not running a political career probably would. You know, and anyone in his position with that kind of money, he's lucky he didn't get into other things. Look at Hollywood. Look at the crazies in Hollywood, what they do. They get $100,000 or $500,000 in their pocket for some gig they've got, and next thing you know, they're dead at 45 of an overdose. Next thing you know, they're in the paper for prostitution, for child molestation. Money corrupts. Fame corrupts. There's so many ways that the vote can be swayed. Remember that I did a show, Death by 1,000 Cuts, a while back. And it's the same with anything you do in life. I always like to tell a story about our ham fest. Now, what's a ham fest? Oh, we're going to eat pork today? No. No, I'm a ham radio operator. We have what's called a ham fest. And what that means is the ham radio operators all get together and we sell stuff and do other things. We'll have a table that's for the club. I run the club table at our ham fest. You know, we could have gold bars and platinum and the most expensive ham radios ever created. They load a table up, and if you sell one, you'll be lucky. And you won't make back the price of the show. Yeah, Anna runs the show, right? She's my salesman or saleswoman. Don't ever mess with my daughter. She'll sell you anything. So, and my daughter can attest to this too. It's, you know, what do we sell the most of, Anna? We sell the most of things that cost under $5. You know, we make $3,000 or $4,000 for the club. If we sold one $4,000 radio, we'd make $100. So it's all about the little things. Did you ever notice how you throw quarters in your jar? You throw your loose change. Do this for a month. Just throw the loose change. You throw your loose change in a jar. So whenever you get change, just don't spend the change. Just dump it in a jar for a month. And then go dump it in the Coinstar and see how much money you got. The little things really do matter. Now I've been building up, and I won't give out specifics, but I've been building my stock portfolio up $100 at a time. So every month I put $200 in my account because I borrow against my what I have in the stock market. So I put $200 in. $100 goes to help pay off what they call the margin or the loan you have on it. And then I buy $100 worth of stock every paycheck, every 2 weeks. You'd be surprised how much is in that account right now. You'd be surprised how much those little dividends add up and how much the 2 or 3% increase in value goes up. The same thing with votes. You get 10 votes in a project, get another 10 in a nursing home, get another 10 going to a particular event where your type of people go to, like for Republicans, that'd be a gun show. I don't know where the hell Democrats would go. Maybe the LGBTQ, PMBRGT, did I miss any events? I don't know. But you go there and you imagine what you can get. You can get people to sign up to be registered to vote. And that's what they do. One of their big things is voter registration. What they do is they say, oh, look, illegal immigrants, we'll let you in and we'll make sure you don't get deported. You just have to sign this paper here, this ballot to vote. Now that you're in America. Bought and paid citizens of the United States of America. Well, not citizens, bought and paid residents of the United States of America. And New York says they can vote too. Some other states, cities do as well. They bring them in because what happens is even if they can't vote right away, they know who brought them in. They know who promised not to throw them out. Pretty smart. Now you know how we lost in 2020. And I'm sure those ballots from China were the kicker that pushed everything over the edge. Because Donald Trump lost by way too much considering the balance of power in this country. And the way, you know, and then you look at, and then there's two other things that clinch this to prove that there was cheating going on. The first is that they didn't want to audit the vote. They didn't want to hold up an election, not even for a week or a month, just to prove that it was legitimate. They didn't want the voting machines to be looked at. They shut them down and erased the data on them. Then they said, okay, now you can audit them. Well, what the hell? There's nothing on the machine to audit. If that isn't suspicious, I don't know what is. They wouldn't allow the Republicans in the polling places. Why? And particularly when the ballots were being counted, when the mail-ins were counted. You know, there's just too much sneaky stuff going on in 2020. And then there's the rumors and the stories you hear. You know, I'd like to see more of that come out. You know, we really need to find people that were actually part of that. It's going to come out. It's going to come out. Maybe it'll help us in the long run somewhere. I don't know. But it's going to come out. We need to all do our part. If you hear of anything, let someone know. When the elections come up this year in the midterms and in the primaries and caucuses, you're going to see a lot of oversight. We have a lot of people watching the polls, monitoring what's going on, and demanding an accounting. They're going to know the eyes are on them. And I'm going to be watching China. So if I see that any paper ballot is available, I'm going to demand that be shut down. They shut down other products and services because they don't like it. I'm going to demand of our government to shut that down, that they can't sell those in the United States of America. Why the hell did we let them in the first place? It's like letting in fake currency. You know, you can't sell real money, real fake money on the internet. Even China can't sell it. Why can they sell fake ballots? So our duties, folks, as citizens, is to not just keep an eye out on the elections, but to also let our friends know to keep an eye out in the elections. And the biggest thing you need to do is get out and vote. I tell my daughter that. You got to get out and vote. Don't be slacking. She loves to stay home. She's got a husband who doesn't like to vote. Claims to be a conservative, but he doesn't like to vote. Pisses me off, I'm telling you. I know the people out there that are voting. We're all going to vote. Right. There you go. You hate staying home when they get out and vote, Anna. You can't not vote this time. Definitely not in 2024. We need to elect Republicans and conservatives in the fall. So new polling place in May. Well, go track it down and be sure you get out there and vote. Very important. We all need to get out and do our bit. We had a short show tonight. I wonder where all my people. I sent out all my invitations. We only got a handful of people out tonight. Thank you, folks, for coming out that did come out. Now my regulars, God bless you, Anna, Marilyn, Joanne. We got a couple others out there. Can't see that. I can't scroll down far enough for some reason. I know there's a few others out there that are regulars. I really appreciate it. You know, there's a lot going on, and we need to stay in the loop, and we need to stay together as a team through all of this. Otherwise, we're going to lose our countries, our freedoms, our lives. Who knows? With that, I'm going to close down. It's your civic duty, right, Joanne? You can't complain about what's going on. You can't complain about the price of gas. You can't complain about the price of food. You can't complain about anything if you didn't go out to vote. So with that, I am going to be closing this. We have next week. I'm not sure what the topic's going to be. We're keeping it open. There's so much going on right now. The topics are day to day. It depends on what happens, but I have a few up my sleeve just in case. Oh, I had a really great, I'll have to leave you with this before we close. So I was at a meeting, and I was speaking about my book, and it was a group from one of the Patriot groups. And I was speaking about my campaigns, what I was doing for running for Congress, etc. And at the end, there was a couple across the way. I thought they were at a different table. I thought they were part of our group. So I was talking kind of loud like I usually do and make sure they could hear. Come to find out later, they actually went back to the one that was running the event and said, "Who was that guy that was up there speaking?" Really impressed. I had a long talk with this person. I actually called them back because they were asking about my book and some other things. And I actually called them back. Talked a long time about politics. You know who it was? It was the head of the chairwoman of the Democratic Party of the county. Now that's impressive. Then the other cool thing I had, we were at a craft sale, in the ballroom in town. And there was a photographer, a woman was a photographer, was there. I had a picture taken with her. I'll have to post that. It's going to be really cool. And I said, I looked like the thinker sitting in this cane chair. It was absolutely beautiful. But anyway, I drew a crowd too. It was pretty cool. But anyway, so I talked to her after and I said, this is great. I said, would you consider doing work, a side gig for, to do some work for me? She says, well, what do you need? I said, well, running for Congress, I need a photographer. You know, it'd be part-time, full-time, so to speak, for a couple of years until we see what happens. She goes, oh no, I wouldn't mind. I handed her my card. Now my card's got an AR 47 or an AK-47 on it. So it's like, it's got a picture on my business card. And as I'm handing it to her, I see the gun and I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm Republican. I hope you don't mind. She goes, oh, absolutely not. Then she tells me the great part here. And this is the final parting thought for all you folks to know what good is going on and how Biden and Harris and Pelosi are actually changing the Democratic Party. This woman said she was a lifelong Democrat, not until Trump, because a lot of people changed with Trump, but until the pandemic hit and Biden took over and screwed everything up, until Afghanistan went down, until Ukraine came down. She said, that's it, I'm done. Never voting for another Democrat. So that's a good sign for us. We got to keep that movement going. Our trick is change people, convert them over, show them the facts. Don't argue with them. If they want to be a jerk, don't let them be a jerk, but show them. We got to show them what's going on. Amen. That's right, Joanne. We're over time, folks, so just remember to go to Truth Premium on our website and visit that for 29 cents a month. You can get fewer ads. You can also receive an exclusive and premium content. Can't beat the 99 cents in support of the truth. And would help our mission at premium.eamedia.online. You can sign up today. So please support the truth, powered by truth, founded in 2010 at premium.eamedia.online, store.eamedia.online, donate.eamediaonline, or patron.eamedia.online. You get the picture, eamedia.online. That's where you want to go. Everybody, God bless every one of you. Thank you for coming up tonight. Thank you for being faithful listeners to my podcast. I'll try to make it interesting every week for you. If you have anything you want to hear about in particular or things you are concerned about and want investigated, send me an email. You can't miss me online. Just type my name in any web browser. The first 50 pages will come up with me, and every email, every phone number you see, every address is accurate and valid. Believe it or not, I've never been blitzed by it. I've never had a problem with that. Or at least the ones that did come after me will probably never be seen again. Well, let's put it that way. Anyway, but you can find me. Let's put it that way. I'm not hiding. You can always get me. Let me know what you want to hear about and what you have concerns about, because we need to find the answers. We need to bring those answers out, and we need to pass those answers to all our friends, neighbors, and brethren. God bless every one of you. We'll see you next Thursday, same time, 10 p.m. Eastern time on Podbean. Have a fantastic week ahead. God bless. Good night, everyone. And if you came in late or you missed the beginning, these shows will always be on within an hour. Posted to Podbean, to our website, or to our page on Podbean, rather. And if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me. God bless. Good night. See you next week.